Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
You know what we need?
What do we need?
We need like a little theme song for when we're going to bash millennials.
I know we do it so often.
Or just like a millennial moment.
Wow.
I don't know if we're going to bash them right now.
We're going to be complimenting them for once?
Yeah. It's still us, so it might be. There's like 5 different stories in the news. Not even sure if we're going to get to all of them, but of things that millennials are...
Even more things.
They're changing.
Yep.
And if you don't know this already, Steve and I fear change.
I have many ruts. Yes.
It's like, what's... Here's the first thing millennials are killing. I mean, we've already talked about, I hate to reset every time we come back around, but like box store retail, they're blowing up retail because they don't want to shop. They're blowing up a lot of charity stuff. If the charity's just like, hey, we're raising money for cancer. It's like, nope, specifically what kind of cancer and who's going to get this money. Millennials want specifics on where their money's going to go.
Yep.
Millennials are killing. Dude, I don't know if you're ready for this. They're killing American cheese, bro.
Why American cheese? It's the second, outside of blue cheese, it's the best cheese on the planet. Why are they singling out American?
Here's the weirdness.
You're American. Come on. Why are you?
Maybe that's why, Steve. They just don't want to be Americans. Blue cheese is nasty, by the way.
Number one,
blue cheese is cheese. American cheese really isn't.
It's like, it's a product. It's a cheese
sort of
product.
Is, yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, if you want yellow cheese, just get a cheddar or something. I'm not completely mad at them killing American cheese. Although American cheese I know you're a cheese whiz guy, but like, it's the easiest way to make a grilled cheese sandwich because it's halfway melted already.
Nice. Perfect. Like
when you get it out of the fridge.
And that's the one they're getting rid of. Why are they picking on that one?
I don't know. One by one, American restaurant chains are getting rid of American cheese and replacing it with things like Wendy's, for example. They're putting Asiago in their sandwiches.
I don't even know what that is.
Panera Bread is no longer making their grilled cheese with American. They're doing a 4-cheese combo of Fontina, cheddar, Monte, and smoked Gouda.
Okay, I haven't even heard of half of those cheeses.
They're all just fancy and like gooey
good?
They're good, but I mean, then your bread's going to get burnt more because it takes them longer to melt.
See, this is just screwing everything
up.
So
where are you at? Do we need to be mad? Like, we said we were or weren't going to bash on millennials here. Are we mad at them for that?
I kind of, because at Subway, when I get my foot-long tuna on white, I get the American cheese. That's the only thing that goes with tuna.
They have a yellow cheese there?
Their American is actually the yellow triangles.
I guess I've never seen it because anytime I've ever gone to Subway, I get some form of white cheese. Oh, it's because I get the pepper jack.
Wait, that's the white cheese. You're right. The American's the white. It's not
Is
yellow.
It white?
It's white. Yeah.
Well, it's gone.
Well,
it's going to be gone soon.
Pick on a different cheese.
Here's the thing. We made you mad. It's time to make me mad.
Oh, what are millennials killing?
They're choosing not to drink alcohol. What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
Eat your damn American cheese and have drink,
like the rest of us Americans.
More and more young people are choosing to not drink alcohol.
Good for them.
People who don't drink alcohol has increased from 18% in 2005 to 29% just 10 years later.
That's huge.
29% of people don't. I mean, my friend, is why I drink as much as I do. Without me, I want you, if you're listening right now and you work for a liquor store, you work for a distributor, you work for an alcohol company, I want a handwritten note thanking me because as all these snarky little pieces of crud are stopping drinking,
you're taking it
I'm
upon
ramping
yourself
up
to,
production
wow,
for
just
you.
Just kind of even things out.
I am.
Wow, look at you.
It's your argument with smoking.
It is. I'm sacrificing my lungs. You're sacrificing your liver.
Everything.
Bastards.
Look at my face. Look at all the busted capillaries. This was largely due to an increasing number of people who had never been drinkers.
Okay.
So in 2005, it was 9% of people had never touched a drop. It's up to 17% just 10 years later.
You know what? That's good for them. It hurts, you know, all the like companies.
I was supportive of you and the American cheese thing.
Okay, I'm support. Wait, no, the Slacker, the way I look at it, it's more booze for you. They're not going to be drinking
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but see,
they're not going to stop production because they got people like you lingering around.
You don't think that the American, like Kraft, isn't sitting there going, we're not selling as much American cheese to Wendy's anymore. Shut that factory down. And before you know it, you're going to be standing there in the middle of your Safeway store going, hey, you got American cheese? They're like, we don't carry that anymore. The millennials killed it.
The majority killed it.
Yes.
Yeah, with booze, though, I think that's different.
But here's my deal. I think between you and me, we start a little black market operation.
Selling American cheese.
Booze and
okay.
A cheese-infused vodka. All right, it's still, I'm incubating it. Here's a couple other things they're killing. They don't want to be married. I know. Now you're back on their side.
Yeah, and I forget why. It has to be independent, not money.
72% of millennials are consciously choosing to be single. 81% say being single is actually beneficial to their personal and professional growth.
Especially if you're a female.
Why do you say that?
Because you're the single entity, and then you get married, you become a wife. That's your role. Then you have children. Then you become a mom. That's your role. Your role is always all these eight different roles.
You're nailing it. You're saying what's in the set. 25% of single women said going solo makes them feel empowered.
Okay.
62% said they'd made a conscious decision to be single so that they could put their needs first.
Wow. That's the first generation that's going to be doing it the op. Good.
47% of women said they'd chosen to be single to focus on studying. 61% of women were uneasy about getting into a relationship because they were afraid they'd be settling for someone for the wrong reason.
Ladies, good for you.
What's going to be fun about life? A bunch of single people.
Well.
Sober.
Yes.
Eating nasty grilled cheese sandwiches. Yeah. I give up. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.